on SMC Unfiltered and eating pizza, if you can see.
Welcome to the coop.
We're live squared. Live in the coop. Live recording. Live squared.
What does that mean?
Just a warning that this is going to be more unhinged than our usual episodes. There's a lot of moving parts. But it's going to be good.
We're having fun. We're chilling.
I didn't know that was possible for it to be more unhinged, but it probably will be.
Speaking of more unfiltered.
Do we want to have our first guest star come in?
Yes. Well, first and foremost, we apologize in advance if there's any audio issues. As you can see, we're using my phone to record. Huge thank you to Nick and Aiden, as always, for setting up our tech.
They did a great job.
Yeah, okay.
Wait. First. Oh, okay. Oh. Sorry, I thought we were talking about something else first, but that's okay.
Oh, no.
No.
Do we want to?
Let's talk about her. Let's.
Okay.
Let's bring her in.
Let's bring her in. Everybody scooch a little.
Okay. Welcome. What's your name?
I'm Yili.
What's your... No, I'm kidding. So... What do you want to talk about today?
I don't know. Anything you want to talk about?
Giving therapy.
What brings you in today?
Okay. Pokemon. What's your favorite Pokemon game?
Pokemon game? Well, started on Ruby. I mean, it's so hard. I mean, my hardest one was probably, like, Platinum. Mm. But, like, favorite one overall? Probably... I say the reboot of, like, Ruby and Sapphire... I know it's, like, not a popular choice because, like, people dog on remakes.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a pretty good remake.
I think the remakes are, like, historically better.
This is Lorette.
Hi, Lorette.
Hi.
Yeah, we're live.
Yeah.
Did you not know
this
that?
This is recording.
It's okay. She'll be back after. Foreshadowing.
We'll be right back.
So we were talking about public speaking. We were thinking about talking about public speaking. I just had a presentation yesterday that was worth like 25% of my grade, and I'm not a public speaker. My cue cards were like shaking in my hands, so like I don't know. This feels different. This just feels like talking to friends.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel like public speaking. Now we are, but what do you feel about public speaking? Any takes?
I don't like it. I don't do it. I know I'm like in the public a lot because I'm a dancer, right? Like, because I do, like, competitions and stuff, and that's, like, so many more people. But if you mess up, like, once, it's kind of over. Mm. The stakes are higher, honestly. Like,
for public speaking or for dancing?
For dance, yeah.
Like,
for public speaking, you can go, like, and then you'd be, like, okay.
So real. I did that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for dance, it's, like, really, really bad if you mess up.
Mm-hmm. How is dance? When was, like, your last competition?
I stopped competing, like, 2 years ago because of, like, university and stuff.
What type of dance? Hip-hop.
Yeah. I go to Studio North.
Shout out Studio North.
Studio North Vancouver. Studio North Toronto. Yeah.
They're franchise.
So, when I was younger... Oh, it's Najat. When I was younger, right there.
Maybe she'll be a guest.
She, like, teleported because I saw her in the office.
We should try and get her. Okay. When she comes in, try and get her. Okay. Anyways, as I was saying, when I was younger, my parents...
just left.
My parents forced me to do a mandatory public speaking class.
Oh, really?
For, like, 2 months. And I hated them for it when I was a kid. But I honestly... I am so thankful that they forced me to do that now because it's such an important skill that you don't think you're going to use. But then, like, lo and behold, like, in university, you give presentations. When you're running for positions, sometimes you have to give a speech. It's such an important skill that I feel like we're not taught.
Remember in elementary school, like, from grade 3 to 7, remember, like, giving, like, speech fests?
Remember? This is what I was about to do.
No.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so at Alberta, least, so. Oh. Yeah, Areeb wasn't educated like we were. So, what I was going to say, yes, from grades, I think it was, for us, I think it was 4 to 8. Yeah, there you go. For, yeah, so whatever. In elementary school, we had speeches. And I gave... I don't like public speaking, but I'm apparently good at it, from what I've heard. So in grade 4, I got selected. Obviously, you do your speech in front of a class, and then after you get selected, like, 2 people from each class get selected to go to the gym to do their speech. So wow. I got selected in grade 4 and in grade 8 for 2 speeches. One of them was on cruising, and one of them was on superstitions, and I still remember.
Cruising?
Yeah, cruising.
Cruising, like, going on boats?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
What did you...
Something else.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
I was told by my teachers
that my topics that I've chosen for my speeches were too niche and no one would understand what I was talking about. And I would just be yapping about the thing I liked. Because I'd be rambling about, like, why, like, is it in magic is the best color combination? Or why Golgari is, like, kind of a hard, like... color combination to use, whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I'd be like, Digimon versus Pokemon, which one is better? Like an entire analysis on like all the like every single episode, and no one would get what I'm talking about.
Oh my gosh!
And my teacher would be like, I don't think you're very good at speaking. I know you're passionate about these topics, but I don't think you should be on the speech fest because no one would know what you were talking about, especially the kindergartners.
Yeah, that's true. I remember, yeah, so then after you went to the gym, then some people were picked to go to, like, I don't know if it's, like, the equivalent to nationals, I guess. I never went there. And then I also did as a kid spelling bee, because I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
I think I did it in grade 3 and 4, or 4 and 5, I don't remember. But, yeah, so I think through that, I got a lot of my public speaking skills from, like, doing those. And then... Yeah, ever since then, like, I get nervous beforehand, but when I'm actually speaking, I'm fine.
Yeah. I think preparation is key.
Yeah.
And that's something I learned in my class. Yeah.
I'm trying to find a picture.
Of what?
Are you doing speeches?
Aww. So, what did you talk about?
In grade 4, we did, like, a class election, and so we kind of pretended like we were going for government positions within our town, and like we made proposed solutions for like a whole bunch of different problems that we had, like as students, like walking to school and like just in general. And so like I won the election, and our teacher was friends with the current mayor. And he was being reelected, so because my speech was like about changes that we as kids wanted to see in Stouffville, he invited me out to speak at his inauguration. And so like, I did like public speaking when I was younger, but like clearly not anymore. Like I don't know what happened, but it's it's fun.
That's crazy.
On that note,
we're wrapping.
Yeah.
Is that all we're talking about?
Yeah.
Unless you had anything else that you really wanted to.
Go on Pokemon.
Can
you continue that? Like,
okay.
We'll do a couple more minutes of Pokemon.
What's everyone's favorite Pokemon?
You want me to say my favorite Pokemon?
You have to choose one.
One? Squirtle. Obviously. Squirtle's my boy. I have him on my door.
It's a good choice.
Do you want me to list
Steph, do you have a favorite Pokemon?
I forget his name. Charmander? Is that one? I like Charmander.
Areeb, do you have a favorite Pokemon?
I think.
Where he's like looking at the window.
Xerneas?
And there's like a Pidgey in front of him.
Or
he's like kind of catching.
Altaria?
He's like peering through a window. It's like kind of cool.
Or. Arcturus? No, that's a brand of clothing, I think.
Articuno?
Articuno.
Oh, there we go. I was like, wait.
Not sponsored.
Oh, really sponsored.
For a little bit. Not that long.
Oh, wow.
Studio North was sponsored by Arcturus.
I was supposed to say,
for an event.
Can we get like a...
For like one thing.
Oh, okay.
It was like a one-time like DJ event thing.
want to get us in on that?
Wait, what's your favorite Pokemon?
Squirtle.
Squirtle.
Yeah.
It's a good choice.
Mine is Mimikyu.
Oh.
Mimikyu.
It's like Pikachu, but it's a ghost type that dresses up like Pikachu. Oh. So that people like him, because he's a ghost, so he's creepy.
That's cute.
There's like this one card from Pokemon that's like Charmander peering out. This one.
Oh,
Charmander,
I love that card.
Peering out of the window.
Do you want to show it to the camera? You might have to get like a lot closer.
Yeah. Okay. It looks like that. It has a tackle. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Well, was there anything else you wanted to mention? Any closing thoughts?
Red Bull gives you wings, I guess.
Perfect segue, actually.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
We're going to have on do we want to pause or do we want our next guest? I think it's too good of a segue
to know. We can do our next guest. Yeah. Do you want to come?
And what is she drinking, everybody?
Celsius. Not sponsored. Okay. Would you like to introduce yourself? Just whatever you want to say.
Hey guys, my name is Lorette. I'm a second year student, and I'm a guest at this podcast.
Mm-hmm. And our lovely social media person. So all the posts that you make, that you see on... all the posts that you make.
Like and subscribe.
Our Instagram is Lorette here. So we were thinking energy drinks. What's your favorite energy drink?
Honestly, this has been like my favorite one so far because like it doesn't give me like jitters because like some energy drinks have like really high caffeine content and they can actually like mess you up. Like it's bad. Mm-hmm. And I think the first time I ever had an energy drink was like in first year. And I think it's because of, like, midterms and, like, finals. And everyone's just panicking. And you need to stay awake and you're falling asleep.
Yeah.
And I would say drink an energy drink when you need to. But please do not do it in moderation because I feel like a lot of studies have been, like, released. Yeah. Don't do it every day. Like, don't drink it. Like, do it in moderation.
Do it in moderation.
No.
Non-sponsored, by the way.
Yeah, I wish they would sponsor me. I would love to have like a nice six pack of these. Like the chilled energy drinks are like the better ones. I can't drink an energy drink that's not like cold.
Mm.
I feel like if it's not cold, just don't give it to me. Like I won't have it.
Mm. That's so real.
Do either of you drink energy drinks?
So, I have horror stories. We were driving back on our West Coast road trip.
This summer?
This summer. Down to San Diego. And, like, is it the 5? Five is, like, I don't know. It might be the 5. But it's, like, this big highway. Huge semi-trucks, like, rolling past you. And, like, it was, like, 3, 4 a.m. I had to stop. I was, like, I'm tired. I need to... Everyone else was asleep in the car. I'm, like, I'm going to get a Starbucks double shot. And... I had never had one of those before. I was literally like shaking the entire time while I'm driving, and then these huge semi trucks just like bolt past me, and like I drank so much, like I drank the whole thing like in one shot, so that was probably not the best idea. However, like we finally get to our destination, and there's like no bathroom anywhere. And so, like, I sprint off to the side of the road. A tumbleweed, like, almost hits me. They have, like, actually these, like, huge tumbleweeds, like, 6-foot tumbleweeds, like, just rolling past. And I, like, good times.
I had, like, a similar story. My dad and I, we went to, like, Old Quebec this summer. It's beautiful. Old Quebec is so beautiful, like, their cathedrals as well. But it's an 8-hour drive. And it's a very long drive. And it was, like, a long weekend. So we're like, we have nothing better than to do. And the thing is, like, we would, like, half it. Like, we drive 4 hours, and we drive 4 hours back. And you know those, like, road stops? The ones that have, like, the, like, restaurants and stuff? The en routes. Yeah, that's what they're called. So there would always be, like, a Tim Hortons, at least on one of the en routes. And I think I drank, like, an extra large coffee because I was driving on the highway. And, again, this was, like, my first time driving. I shouldn't have not been allowed, but it was just like I have my like my full driver's license, okay, but like I don't normally drive on the highway because I'm scared. this was like for 4 hours straight. You don't realize how exhausting driving is,
yeah,
until you're on it and you're like, I need a stretch. I need like my limbs to be like retorn and torn back again.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm, it's so tiring. And I used to, because here when you're in like Toronto, you don't like drive.
No.
You don't drive at all. You're walking everywhere or you're taking the subway.
Nor would you want to. Driving, yeah, in Toronto is scary.
It is so scary. I wouldn't drive in Toronto. I like my dad. I give it to my dad. I'm like, you're doing this for me, actually. But yeah, like when you're back in like the suburbs, you're gonna drive because like, yeah, you don't.
I go home to Calgary every summer usually, and so my friend and I get like a storage locker and a U-Haul, and so the past couple of summers I've had to drive a U-Haul through like Yonge and Dundas Square. And it's actually a nightmare. It's so bad. Would not recommend.
That's crazy.
And I feel like I'm a pretty competent driver. It's just that like Toronto is not a place to drive.
It literally doesn't matter how good of a driver you are.
It's
when you're in Toronto. It's like cyclists will come out of nowhere.
Yes.
Like you'll check three times and somebody will still like spawn in.
Yep.
Pedestrians just go.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't care.
Because we're Canadian and because we're not going to hit people, pedestrians just kind of like walk into
Americans
the street.
Hit people?
In like Calgary.
I think so.
If you have right of way.
I was in New York and it's like, I just went to New York a few weeks ago and they don't even stick to their lanes. Like they have lanes like us, but it's whatever is convenient. So whichever lane is going faster, the car is moving. Doesn't matter. No signals, no nothing. They just go.
Jeez. And this is like not normal across Canada. Like in Calgary, people don't just like go.
Okay, it's not normal here.
No, it's not normal here. It's like
in Toronto, yeah, but you go back to like where I am, like up north, and everyone's like staying in their lane, very nice. No one's jumping.
Toronto's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was moving in my dorm at Loretto, I think we came in like really early and there wasn't like any traffic. Mm. Like the one thing about Toronto I would say is like their traffic is so bad that it just makes you want to go crazy. But we came at like 10 a.m. and their traffic was fine. It took us like 30 minutes to come by car, which was really, really good. And so when we put everything like in my dorm and everything was good and my parents went back, it took them 3 hours to get back. With the traffic, it was like a Saturday at like 2 p.m
mm-hmm.
and they left around like 12. Like it was like 2 hours of me unpacking. They left at 12, they arrived home at 3. That's insane.
Yeah, it's really the traffic, because I've driven back up here to St. Mike's from Sovo and it's like less than an hour. Like it's really chill. But then on any day where you have like, it's like 8 a.m., 9 a.m., that type of thing, you're just stuck for, like, 3 hours to try to get back down there.
I think it's just, like, busy times. Like, you know how there's, like, busy hour, like, you know, like, work hour, like, 5 p.m. is going to be a busy traffic day because people are coming back from work. Mm-hmm. Toronto is just, like, it's always busy, like, no matter. Or, like, on New Year's is, like, the worst.
Don't go in the TTC during New Year's.
No. My cousin, she has an apartment near, like, Bay Street. Not Bay Street, Queens Quay. So it's like on the waterfront. It's like really nice. But so we were gonna go back home like on the TTC, and then she was like, we looked outside and I swear to God, there was like swarms of people. It was like a zombie apocalypse or something. Like you're watching. So it was so bad. We're like, no, you know what, we're gonna stay the night. Like it's not worth it.
Queens Quay is beautiful, by the way. Like, yeah,
it is.
That's top 10 places to
Toronto
live.
Going back to energy drinks.
Oh, no.
I had one last thing I wanted to say.
Keep going.
I'm a huge, like, my Monster, or my energy drink of choice is Monster. Specifically,
Monster. That's how addicted you are. My Monster.
Specifically, the Monster Ultra Fiesta Mango. And there's a new Ultra Guava. That's coming. Also, Ultra Strawberry Dreams is really good.
Non-sponsored.
No, yeah, not sponsored by Monster or...
Sponsored, yeah. Like, that would be great.
But yeah, if someone can find the Monster Guava and, like, give it to me, I will be very grateful.
Do you guys know the, like, the first... Like, I'm part of the, also part of the first responders at UFG. And they actually got sponsored by, like, an energy drink, but it's, like, called Guru?
Guru.
It's, like, a, yeah, it's, like, a vegan energy drink. Like, the caffeine, they get it, it's, like, from plants or whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like when you're getting caffeine from plants, it's, like, 10 times worse. Because that's how you know you're going to stay awake. Mm. Like, the more artificial it is, like, there is a chance of it, like, not working. When it's plants, I feel like, it's, like, you know, you're screwed.
That's crazy. I've never tried a vegan energy drink. Maybe we need to get sponsored.
Yeah, maybe.
Like a... Well, I guess, yeah.
I don't think so.
If it's being marketed as a vegan energy drink, that kind of, like, insinuates that all the other ones aren't,
true,
right?
True. Wow.
Hopefully, maybe.
I don't drink energy drinks, so I don't know anything about this. Let's see. I don't drink anything with caffeine, because then it's just not good for me. I'm just... in my bed, dying.
It makes me sleepy sometimes. Like, a lot of the times.
Oh. Yeah, that's why I can't. I think it's just too much for my system. It goes into overload.
Real.
That's fair. I'm looking at, like, the ingredients, and it has, like, green tea, purple carrot juice. Oh, it's, like, a concentrate. That's interesting. Mm. Like, I feel like you never really look at the ingredients. You're just like, no. I just need something to keep me awake.
I don't want to know what's in it.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's I just know what it does.
As long as it has caffeine in it.
My energy drink of choice is Gatorade. Because there's no caffeine. But it gives me electrolytes, and those work, kind of.
Well... I'm just looking at the people, like, outside the window. They're like, there's no one now, but, like, they, like, walk past, and they, like, look at us like we're zoo animals, which is really funny.
Oh, my God. Okay, do we want to do a controversial question?
Yeah, actually, great timing.
I'm going to grab
my shot. Did my phone fall through?
Grab a shot? What? What did he say?
I don't know. Could you pass me a pepper?
Is this your phone? Yeah. This is when we do a cut, when we're like, beep. Is that your phone?
No. I literally just had it.
Steph lost her phone.
Lost my phone. Did it drop down to the... Oh, yeah, it's under.
Did we find it?
Oh, like, wait. I probably just fell from the couch. Everyone watching saw that.
I wonder, should we edit that out? No, let's keep it in.
Let's keep what?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, we can answer it with her. Scooch in, since Eli's gone. Let's answer a question. Hold on. I'm not prepared. Okay. It's going to be a fun question. It's not a controversial question. It's just opinion. If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
Teleportation. Mm. Because flight tickets are so expensive.
Yeah.
Why is it expensive? Also, I really want to go to Spain. And I feel like that would be, like, a nice thing. Like, anytime, like, I want to, I can just be like, oh, I'm in Spain. Buy, like, a nice beer or something. I don't know.
No, that's a good answer. I think mind reading. Just because, like... Career-wise.
I just heard reading. I think that mine is reading. I'm like,
if you could have...
Someone's, like, intrusive thoughts.
Well...
Like, I feel like he wants to know the deep and dirty secrets of people.
If you could have any superpower, what superpower would you have?
And why?
It's called intangibility. And so it's, like, the ability to pass your like, control your cells, their density, to, like, pass through walls. Like, become really heavy, become really light and fly. Like,
you just, like the Sandman?
Kind of like Sandman, but, like, you still look human. Like,
oh, okay. That would be so weird. I feel like if I saw you go through a wall, I feel like I'd freak out. Like, I'd be like, oh, shit. Like, am I dreaming? I'd, like, check myself into, like, a hospital.
I feel like I'd freak out as well, just doing it.
What's yours?
Mine's the same as hers. I always answer the same with teleportation. Yeah. No, not flying. Flying is different. I don't want to fly somewhere. I want to just go there.
Right, like, I don't want wings. I feel like that'd be like extra skin or something. Like, where would I put them?
Skin.
On your back?
Like, no, but like, would it go back into my back when I'm done with them? Like, I feel like there's so many unanswered questions on that. But
well.
What's complications? Like...
Okay.
Yeah, like, I'll have to have, like, 2 ribs, and people will be like, why do you have ribs in your clothes?
Well, I think we should do an edit where, like, you teleport out.
Yeah.
And then our next guest teleports in.
There you go.
Anyways.
Ready to eat pizza?
We'll be sure to
engage. We have cheese and we have pepperoni.
I think pepperoni's not halal.
Well, I didn't know. Sorry.
It's so okay.
Okay, here. Why don't you introduce yourself. No, it's okay. Introduce yourself, who you are, and whatever you want to say about yourself.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Najat. I am in my 5th year and stuff. I am this year's VP Equity of SMICSU. I would say nice to see you guys again. I hope you guys are having a great day and stuff. Yeah.
The way you said it made me think of the one TikTok that's like, "Hi, I'm Bella. Bella Hadid."
Oh my god.
Also, the lounge looks amazing. You guys did so good on it.
That was all on the job, or my shoe.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was none of me. I have to give a shout out to our vice president, Vaishu, literally the mastermind behind this year's council and stuff. Yeah. I actually don't know what this year's team would do without her, with how organized she is. She is. So, yeah, how's the pepperoni?
Great.
It's crispy.
Nah, it's okay. I'm all good, though. But how are you guys doing? How's your day going so far?
I just woke up, so, like... Just started. Woo!
Yeah, you just woke up. Oh my god, I have something to say after you go.
Who me?
Oh, you're not ready to talk, are you?
No.
Guys, we're so distracted. This is chaotic.
It has been a very long day.
How are your midterms going?
I actually don't have any midterms. Yeah, I know. As a fifth year. So what?
Him just completely ignored me.
Wait, what did I do?
It's okay.
Oh, my bad. Oh, you did say you did.
It's all good. Keep going.
Guys.
Wait, look. No.
This is falling apart.
Somebody take it.
Well, is there any specific topics? Huh?
I'm confused.
What? Is there anything specific that you wanted to talk about that was on your mind?
I guess off the top of my head, no, but...
Okay.
I can go.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is what I was going to say, and then we'll go back to her.
She asked how her day was. Apparently, only Eli thought it was good for him to share his day. Which started at 3 p.m. I'm kidding. Areeb, how was your day? His was good, I think.
It was good.
Okay, that's
You're
great.
Correct.
I had a midterm this morning.
Oh.
And this is why I'm bringing this up. It was my first one at exam center. I have never had an exam there ever. And I'm in 4th year.
I was about to say.
I've been able to avoid that terrible place for so long.
How was it?
And I went there. I was in room 310, if anybody knows. If anybody can picture themselves being there in the past. It was fine. It was all right. It was an experience. I know, I'm sorry. It's okay. But yeah, I had my midterm, and then we had to go back to class for lecture. So my prof just loves us.
My Dawn in first year said that the exam center is where dreams go to die. And I was like, you know what? I actually agree with that.
Yeah. That fits the bill really, really well.
You know, other universities don't have an exam center.
They don't?
Like,
I was going to say that.
I'm pretty sure it's... I mean, some probably do, but, like, No, they just write in random classrooms. They don't have a dedicated building for exams, which is crazy. It's very...
Mine haven't for 3 years.
U of T core.
Where dreams go to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I've been in...
Had midterms?
Not midterms, but I did have a final there once. It was last year. It was for a pharmacology course or something. I CR'd the class, so and I was doing well in it, so I technically didn't have to go, but I was like, oh, first time in exam center. Let's see how it is. It was in the basement. It was in the basement. It was depressing. I mean, I didn't know it either until I got there. So, yeah.
Some profs are so extra. Like, they have the quizzes in the exam center. Like, that's really not necessary.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they'll...
They'll
schedule a quiz in the exam center.
Yeah. Oh my. I've had that before.
Oh.
I've been in room 310.
You're not special, Eli. Let's make that clear.
Yeah, for psych.
Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, that's why I have to friggin' exam there. It's for my psych class. Mm. I shouldn't have taken it. Kidding. Love all the
Was
psych
it
majors.
Criminology or psychology in the law?
No.
Which one is it?
Wait, what?
320? What
class? The class I'm in?
Yeah.
Social psychology.
Oh, 220. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're coming to the end of our episode.
What's your favorite class you've ever taken?
Yeah, that's a very loaded question, I'd have to say. Actually, no, it's not. Now that I'm really sitting here and thinking about it, it's actually this one seminar that I took last year, last fall. It was a criminology seminar on forensic evidence and stuff. It was really, really cool. The guy that taught it, he's doing his PhD on like a topic similar to forensic evidence and stuff. And the St. George campus, like in terms of criminology, if you guys didn't know, we don't have a forensic science program here at St. George, but there is one at UTM and stuff. So I think for me, it was the closest thing I would get to in terms of forensic science, which I'm really interested in. While keeping it more on a theoretical base and stuff, like there, it wasn't enough to go into an actual practicum per se. But I think the criminology center is definitely not even just the criminology center, but other programs in general. They're really stepping out into becoming more of a practical program. So like this year for criminology, there is a seminar on specifically making a local research project that collaborates with youth agencies in the city. And even with other programs like psychology, as I know that Ariba is currently enrolled in right now, where they have the research thesis stream, where people can actually get a supervisor and do a thesis and stuff like that. Yeah. It was really cool.
I wish I knew about that.
I found out about it entirely on a whim and stuff. It was like a half off comment. It was just like, oh yeah, there's a seminar. Check it out. I was like, oh, okay. And then I fit my schedule. It was on a Friday though, so I really didn't like Friday 3 to 5 p.m. I'd like in the tiniest corner of campus and stuff. But yeah.
Shout out life. Things work really well.
I have a class on the 14th floor of Robarts.
Wait, what?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I have a class on the 14th floor of Robarts.
There's and classrooms?
Yeah. No, I literally feel like Rapunzel, like locked in a tower.
That's exactly what I imagined, too.
I didn't know there's classrooms there either.
Me neither. Do you let your hair down?
It's funny because it's like, it's on a Tuesday at like 11 a.m. and it's a seminar on addiction. And so like, we'll all just be really tired. It's all fourth years. Like, we're all like exhausted.
You're
and
done.
Then we'll be just like in the fourth floor of Robarts. 14th floor of Robarts. The room is literally like 14. You know how the room, like, if it's, like, 305, it's on the third floor. It's 14, like, 50-something. It's literally, when I saw it on my schedule, I was like, there's no way. And then, like...
You look it up, and it's like, yeah,
what was, is it, like, ROB? Is that what it says on Acorn?
I think it's RL.
Mm. Oh, Robert's not, yeah.
Yeah, 14.
You're like, what the fuck is RL?
So, literally, every Tuesday morning, I have to take the elevator all the way up to the 14th floor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You mean you don't take the stairs?
No.
Why?
The stairs are depressing.
Get your steps in.
14 flights of stairs.
You're just calling them depressing. No, because I work at Woolworths, right? So sometimes I would get stopped.
What floor do you work on?
I mainly work up in the stacks, so like floors 9 to 13. That's where I usually am. And I work the morning shift over there too. And sometimes I would get stopped like while I'm looking for books that people are requesting, they'd be like, yeah, does anyone know, do you know where, like, 14 X, Y, and Z is? And I would just be there confused, just like, there's a fourth, first and foremost, I didn't, for a hot minute, I forgot that there was a 14th floor, despite working there. And then I also, I didn't know at the time when I got, when I first got hired, that there were classes up there and stuff. So when I was asked, I was like, there's classes up there? You must have the wrong building.
There's no windows. It literally feels like
14 floors up and they couldn't find a window.
Yeah, it's something. It just,
wait, is there a 13th floor?
Yeah,
It's part of the stacks.
Most buildings don't have 13.
I was gonna say sometimes they skip, right?
It's Robert, yeah. So what do we expect?
Well, on that note, I think we should close out.
Yeah.
Thank you to our lovely guests this episode.
Thanks, Najat, for coming on.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yay.
Especially for the ending. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on. We appreciate you.
We have some cool episodes coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay
tuned. If you'd like to be...
They won't be in the coop anymore.
No, probably not.
Probably never again.
Yeah.
Except one special episode, which isn't in the coop, but it's close.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing.
Stay tuned.
Foreshadowing.
Yes. If you'd like to be on any episodes, you can send us an email or message us on Instagram, and we'd love to have you, I think.
And if you'd like to sponsor us.
Yes, Monster Energy Drink, or Celsius, or Pizza Nova, or Red Bull, or Gatorade.
Or Robarts Commons.
Oh yeah, we're not sponsored by Pizza Nova.
No.
Make that clear.
Oh my God, should we ask Umi? Should we get Umi?
Do we want a dog on the pod?
Yes.
Especially when it's Umi.
Okay, wait. Maybe we're going to...
Okay,
we're going to...
Go. Are you going? Yeah. Quick, before she walks.
Okay, we're going to...
Oh, you're over it?
We're going to...
Oh, okay.
Okay, I think that'll have to suffice.
We'll do it.
Thank you.
We'll get Umi someday.
One day. Okay.
Well...
Watching, I mean, and coming, I guess. I'm confused. It's too much.
And cut.